Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Maintain has the best bass line of any song in the history of music. Man, there's a live version of this song. Give it chills.
We used to play it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big games we used to play. That was our Falero days. Can you feel it? That was our, well... Just like the 2 o'clock hour, Solana's showing up late for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Channing.
He got mad when I said that on the show earlier today.
Keep moving.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And holy hell, is there a lot going on at Funky Buddha. And I just want to see if there's anything going on tonight, because obviously we have a big watch party tomorrow night. When I say a big watch party, small watch party. We're just showing up to watch the game. Let me see what Funky Buddha, anything tonight? It says they're very low on the sweet potato casserole beer.
That's good, too.
So it's almost out. So if you want to get it, you can go to funkybuddha.com or go to the tap room and get it before it's gone. But
Wednesday,
I don't know. I don't see anything on their Instagram.
Poker night or Dungeons and Dragons?
No, usually that's like Thursdays or something. I don't know.
Yeah, go drink some beer.
Let's see.
Eat some delicious food.
Got a Funky Buddha Run Club every Wednesday at 6:30 at Funky Buddha Brewery. There's a Buddha Run Club.
Like feet run?
Yeah, feet run.
That's cool.
Well,
you get drunk and take off?
I think you run. Then you go back and you have a beer, a brew, and then you have a little snack or whatever.
Yeah, a little 5K and then a couple brewskis.
Got a little brewskis. Tomorrow, we are going to be at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, and watch the Miami-Baltimore Thursday night football game. Starts what? About 8:15, I guess? 8:20, something
8:15.
Like that. I'm going to be there. I'm planning on getting there like around 7:30. Because a couple of reasons. I want to get in on these crab cakes that Chef Jeff is making before they're gone. And I'm bringing a friend of mine from high school who's in town, his son, you know them, Max. The twins you gave shoes to?
Yes.
You Kevin Durant-ed them.
See that? Loving.
I want to get there a little early so that Ryan can give them a tour of the brewery. I always like to flex my in with the owner. And let him give a tour to people I'm with.
I did it one time with my brother-in-law.
It's impressive, right? And you don't have anything to do with it, but you just make Ryan work hard.
Yeah, no, I walked right back to the conveyor belt, and I pulled the beer off and busted open. I was like, hey, you want a fresh one? Yeah. He was like, man, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a good flex. So we're going to be out there. Josh Appel is going to come out there with us as well, and we'll watch the game. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game tomorrow night, they're going to have a TV or two on the Heat-Spurs game. Got a little Heat Wemby action tomorrow night. They got to figure out, I told you, last time we did a watch party at Funky Buddha, And by the way, this isn't official, so we're not bringing any prizes. There's no, like, don't expect to walk out of there with a T-shirt. Here's if you want to go watch the game tomorrow, go watch at Funky Buddha. That's where we're going to be.
Uh-huh.
But there's no prize wheel. There's no QR code to scan. There's literally nothing. You're not walking out of there with anything that you didn't come in with.
Come watch the game at Funky Buddha Brewery, and we're going to be there as well.
Yeah.
I got you.
Take some pictures.
You got PTSD from this bill you keep getting. Don't people keep putting you, bill?
You know what? I feel bad, though, sometimes when you ask people to come out somewhere, because this isn't a real station event. This has nothing to do with the station. It's you and I had kind of, hey, let's go watch the game at Funky Buddha. And then I always feel bad, and you mention it, people expect when they show up to, you know, somewhere where a radio person is going to be, they're going to walk home with a koozie and a shirt and a bumper sticker. And, you know, but we just don't have, we have all that stuff, but this isn't an official station event, so I'm not bringing it.
I'll bring Crowder Powder samples.
Stop it.
Crowder Powder koozies.
Stop it.
And you can buy Crowder Powder, $8.50, 2 for 1, 15 for 2, 20 for 3.
But you can get the sample pack for free?
Never mind, just koozies.
You can get a koozie? Crowder Powder koozie?
I got a big box of koozies.
So what are we saying, first 100 people? Each get 100 koozies?
What?
No, first 100 people get a koozie?
I have some koozies. I don't know how, but that'd be more than 100. You get a koozie. We'll have enough koozies.
All right.
Wow.
Now we got ourselves a little something-something working. All right. Don't forget them, because now we just did a whole thing on the air.
I got them.
All right.
Remind me.
Well, I don't want to have to remind you. That's my point. I just want you to remember. So anyway, come on out tomorrow, Funky Buddha, and we'll have some fun at the tap room there, watch a little football. Hopefully, anybody change their mind? Because I'd asked you at the beginning of the week, anyone think that the Dolphins, I asked you last week, anyone think the Dolphins can go into Atlanta and win? No one said yes. Anyone think the Dolphins can hold court tomorrow night against the Ravens?
No. I think Lamar's back fresh, healthy, and I think he's going to try to show out in front of South Florida.
I think they can win. I wouldn't put money on it.
Well, do you think they will win?
No, no. But I'll probably feel that way about the Dolphins every game the rest of the season.
Right. Certainly in the next few.
It's what we said. It's a question you asked a lot of people, Hawk. Was that the changing of the season, or was that an aberration game where Kirk Cousins is
Well, bad? Let me ask you. Okay, let's say they do hold their own against the Ravens tomorrow night. Will then you give yourself the opportunity to even allow the thought that it finally is coming together?
And it depends on – they're playing good football.
Yeah.
Like the offense gets up in the 30s again.
Yeah.
I'll start coming around that they kind of figure something out.
No. The following week. Fine, you beat Baltimore. Okay, cute little win against
short
a 2-5 team.
Short week.
Cute little win. Okay, you beat Buffalo the following week. Then I'm in.
Hey, Solana, now you got to go to beating Buffalo.
Well, I mean,
in Buffalo or here?
That's here. And you'll have 10
Buffalo
days.
Buffalo has KC this week, right?
Yes.
Is that the game this week?
I think so.
That's got to be Sunday Night Football, right?
Yeah, I think.
I know they're playing. I know it's KC Buffalo this weekend. I don't know what time.
What do you think happens in that game?
KC.
Double digits.
But we all think the same thing, which makes me very nervous. Let me see. Is that Sunday Night Football?
The transitive property, I guess, whatever the hell it's called.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Oh, no, it's just a 4:25 game this Sunday.
The Falcons beat Buffalo. We whooped the Falcons, therefore we should be able to beat Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo has stumbled a little bit this season. So I wonder, they come here, they're stumbling a little bit. Could it be the Patriots and Dolphins battling it out for the AFC East?
The Patriots, they can play. I hate to say it, but they're number two in the East.
They're close to – I mean, you don't want to do that, but Drake May is good.
He's good.
Legit good.
Patriots play the Falcons, who we just played. What do you think the line is? We had Gelbon in the 2 o'clock hour because he's a big Patriots fan. And I asked him, is it Penix or
– He said he felt like
Cousins.
It was going to be Penix.
Yeah.
In Atlanta?
In New England.
Oh. Pat's still favored. But I'd say More than home field, 4.5?
No, I think it's big based on the way Hawk asked that question. 9.5, Patriots?
Five.
Yeah.
Patriots -5.
If the Dolphins beat the Ravens and you get the Bills, that could be a Buffalo get-right game after a couple consecutive losses. They, you know, it's the Dolphins.
You want to guess that line, by the way? It's KC at Buffalo Sunday afternoon.
KC, 2-point favorites.
KC -5.
KC -1.5.
Yeah, it's going to be...
That's a tough game. Because you don't want to discount the Bills, even though we've been discounting the Bills and the Chiefs. And yeah, I don't
KC's
know.
Rolling. And do they have their number? Like, Buffalo doesn't beat KC when it matters.
No, they do. In the regular season, they do. Josh Allen's beaten Mahomes in the regular season. Remember last year, the Chiefs almost won on that crazy lateral play, but it got called back because it was a forward pass? Who was it? Was it Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce?
It was Goofball.
Xavier Worthy.
No, the guy from Florida, they just messed up all the time. Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, man. Come on, Gator.
And then Buffalo ended up winning the game. But he's beaten Mahomes in the regular season a couple times now.
What's the line on FIU tonight?
Oh, big favorites for sure.
They're at Missouri State. What do you think the line is?
FIU -19.5.
-7.
FIU is +3.5. They're 3.5-point dogs to a team you said you've never heard of.
Never heard of them.
That's shocking. Oh. FIU is getting 3.5 points at Missouri State.
Missouri State.
Yeah. So
every time the conference asks to play on Tuesday or Wednesday, y'all raise y'all hands.
Somebody's got
to
do it, man.
Ooh.
It's like a joke amongst the conference officials. Hey, watch this. They're going to say yes again on a Tuesday night. Watch this. Wow. You're dogs to Missouri State?
It's their first year in Conference USA. They were in the Missouri Valley Conference from 1985 to 2025. This is their first year ever in Conference USA.
Man.
Their first year ever as a Division One FBS team.
I think I got to bet FIU tonight. I've been fading them all season long. I think I got to bet FIU tonight.
They're playing an FCS school.
Vegas thinks they're going to lose.
Missouri State, 4-3, man. That's a good football program up there.
The ice cream cones have put it together this season.
They beat Middle Tennessee last week. And their only other win was against
Middle Tennessee, the team that beat UM a couple seasons ago.
22-20.
Holy mackerel.
Blue Raiders. And they beat UT Martin. That's Tennessee Martin Skyhawks a couple weeks ago. They played SMU. The score was 28-10.
Wow.
Playing some ball up there.
And they played USC. They lost 73-13.
Where is it? Is that State or FIU?
It's in Missouri State.
Plaster Stadium.
Springfield, Missouri. That's the capital.
The Simpsons.
That's right. That is where the Simpsons
But there's a lot place. Of Springfields, aren't there? Isn't there a Springfield, yes. Illinois there sure as well?
Is. It's not confirmed what state they live in the Simpsons.
Can you call Matt Groening?
Yes, I'll call him right now.
Ask him where the Simpsons is set. Thank you. I'd like to have that before 6, please.
Does it ever snow in the Simpsons?
Does it ever snow in the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah. That's a dumb question based on Jimmy's reaction.
Got to be somewhere north.
It snows in Missouri. It snows in Illinois.
Now we broke it down to two.
It snows in every state except for, what, Florida, Hawaii.
I'm not having this conversation. I don't know what's happening there.
Arizona.
I mean, does it not? It snows in every state. No. Except for like 3.
He looked at me like I was going to have this conversation, and I was just disgusted.
Can I interest you in a pizza conversation?
Yes.
All right.
Now you're talking.
I found this article, mash.com, and I was really looking for Halloween candy lists, you know, something stupid that we always do. And I saw this once beloved pizza styles that are getting harder to find.
Okay.
And we always talk about tavern pizza, tavern-style pizza.
I love tavern-style pizza.
I'm going to read you the different styles of pizza. I was unaware there were this many styles of pizza. And I wonder, especially Hawk, since you're a pizza connoisseur,
right?
If you've heard of all of these different styles of pizza.
Do you want me to tell you what the style is?
Yeah, I mean, have you heard of it? Do you know what the style is?
Okay.
So right. Neapolitan is the first on this list. We all know Neapolitan.
Sure. Ice cream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's amazing. That is really amazing.
Why don't we just skip to what it is?
That's amazing. No, Neapolitan, that's like square, right?
No.
It's not?
No, Neapolitan is like the traditional pizza circle. You just put tomato sauce, a little bit of mozzarella on top, a little bit of olive oil.
So when I get a traditional pizza, I'm getting Neapolitan?
No, you're getting a cheese pizza in America, but like a real traditional pizza is just a Neapolitan.
Now when they put the whole leaf on there?
Yeah, like the couple little pieces of leaves.
Man, why do they do that on any food? Terrible. No one wants a leaf on their food.
I don't like
it. It's ridiculous. So go ahead, give me another style.
California style?
California Pizza Kitchen.
That was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
French bread pizza.
Oh, that's good.
Now, what is that, Jimmy? I don't know if I'm familiar.
It's pretty much pizza on French bread.
Oh, okay. Did you really think I wasn't aware of French bread pizza?
It's really just...
Oh, let me simplify it for you. It's because obviously you haven't heard of this, and I don't want to get too wordy. It's basically a French bread with pizza. And
white pizza.
White pizza I love because of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Can I turn that whites only pie? Never mind.
All right, so here's where it gets interesting. Colorado style.
Colorado style pizza? What is that?
Thick.
Also known as a mountain pie, Colorado style pizza was first developed by restaurateur Chip Barr It has a mountain of toppings, and it's very thick.
Yeah,
like a calzone.
Almost like a calzone.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I would never get that. That's ridiculous. That's almost like a bread bowl.
A lot of bread. Yeah,
it's a bread bowl.
Greek style.
Ah, Greek style.
Thin and airy.
No pants.
Light.
Olives.
Yes. St. Louis style.
Oh, St. Louis style.
Thick.
Arch.
Quad City style pizza.
Four sides.
Right. Makes sense.
Ohio Valley style.
Do you know what any of these are? Because you're not really telling us.
I just don't want to read all of it. All right. But
No,
it explains. Like, St. Louis style is very thin crust cut into a lot of little different pieces.
Huh. Sounds like tavern style.
Quad City like style. Minced? Quad City style.
Ooh, I would love a minced pizza. That sounds delicious. I think you just invented something great. Minced pizza. Because then you can top things with pizza. Like, I want that salad. Would you like some minced pizza on top of that?
What?
I think that's a great idea you just came up with.
I saw a TikTok reel of a lady who saves pizza, freezes it, and when she makes Caesar salad, she uses...
Croutons.
Pizza as the croutons.
Love it.
I would guess she's a little bit on the heavy side.
I mean, to come up with something like that, you've got to be a tub.
I'm going to have a salad. So need some pizza bites on top.
Mama, make me that pizza salad. I wanna take it easy tonight. Make me that pizza salad.
To get some greens in you, you gotta have pizza on it?
Coming from the guy that's got 17 candy bar wrappers in front of him.
You did this to me.
He walked in during this after this last commercial break, and I go, man, you have not stopped eating. And he goes, I haven't eaten anything today. And I go, no. You've eaten all day. That's all you've done is eat.
First break, I go in there and Solana says, hey, bro, you want some of this? And passes me a bucket full of candy. I sure will. Thank you so much, Solana.
It's funny how that works. I haven't eaten anything today either, but I've had 18 pieces of candy.
Yeah. All right. Any other pizzas or any other headlines?
No other headlines. The Panthers lost yesterday. They play... later in the week.
Well,
the
Heat, that sounds like a headline.
Yeah. The Heat lost yesterday.
He said no other headlines and then went right into headlines.
The Heat lost yesterday. They're going to play tomorrow. The injury report for the Miami Heat has...
What?
The Heat won yesterday.
The Heat won yesterday. They play tomorrow against the San Antonio Spurs.
What are you talking about?
I had the Panthers in my head. They're going to play the Spurs tomorrow. The Panthers. I'm good.
All
the
right.
Panthers play the Stars on Saturday.
Okay.
Your weather. What happened? He faked me out.
He gave you a...
the hezzy.
Yeah. It did look like you wanted to say something.
Oh, boy, you're going to eat all this damn candy.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll keep things going here all the way up until 6 o'clock tonight. All the way up until 6 o'clock tonight right here, so do not go anywhere. There's Hurricane Hotline coming up tonight, by the way.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We will be there tomorrow night. We have an abbreviated show tomorrow. We're on 2 till 4. And then at 4 o'clock, Solana, Josh Appel filling in for Tobin. We'll give you Game Day Uncensored for 4 hours. And then Solana will be here even longer than that because he'll have pre-heat and the heat game and then post-heat. And then I think we have a Game Day Uncensored, what do we call the post-game?
Game Day Uncensored post-game show.
So I think we have one of those also after the Heat post-game. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the Heat post-game?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wrap up the Heat post-game 8:30 game at 12:45-ish a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
All-night programming.
All night tomorrow night.
Awesome.
That? Who's hosting that, Jimmy? Do you know?
Dan Day.
But got to be Dan, right?
It's got to
be Dan.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I know, though.
That's when he wakes up, first of all. He thinks it's morning. Actually, they tell him, they go, Dan, you're doing the morning show. It starts at 1 a.m.
No problem.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I got it.
No problem. You seem genuinely surprised by this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's great. We should have programming, but that's why we have the
two stations,
right?
Maybe you guys can do crosstalk.
Right? We could.
Do a little crosstalk.
Right. Well, where would he be in order to do this crosstalk?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, in order to do crosstalk, you got to have different locations, no? I'm talking across to another location.
What did he say?
Are you being serious or no?
Yeah, of course I'm being serious. I'm doing the Heat broadcast in this studio right here. FM 104.3
so
WQAM.
He would come in.
He would come in here.
Yeah, and then you would talk.
To him.
So we're just doing a show together. That's not crosstalk. That is
crosstalk.
Okay.
Heat post game is crosstalking with
like,
Uncensored.
In other words, if when Tobin and Leroy are finishing their midday show,
I gotcha.
We jumped on with them for their final segment
right.
because we were all here.
Yeah, crosstalk.
That's crosstalk.
Right.
You don't know what crosstalk is.
I thought I did.
Well, you thought it was geographically based?
Not geographically, but two people couldn't be in the same location for crosstalk.
Huh. Why? And why is that?
In other words, I'd be doing the Heat post-game show. Dan would be on AM 560 in another studio doing Game Day Uncensored post-game show, and perhaps we would check in with one another. Hey, How'd the Dolphins
well,
do?
Checking in with one another is not crosstalk.
The more you know.
This is wild to me.
Goodness gracious.
Anywho, we're going to be at, I don't really care. I'm done working.
We done at 4, baby.
I'm done at 4. And if I never hear from you guys again, I would be thrilled.
I'll be listening to Solana. You know what? We'll hear him on our way when we leave Funky Buddha.
You will. I'm going to hear 80s on 8.
You got to listen out of me, Solana.
Thank you, brother. No problem. Want to call in?
My phone.
How about a little cross on him? Anyway, the Dolphins injury report, this is the final one before tomorrow night's game, is out. We know Julian Hill. He is out for the game. His game status is out. Ashton Davis, doubtful. Bradley Chubb, D. Eskridge, Jason Marshall Jr., and Ife Melifonwu are all questionable. And then on the injury report, but they all practiced today, and my guess is they'll play Elijah Campbell, Minka Fitzpatrick, Alec Ingold, Tua Tagovailoa, Dante Trader, and Malik Washington. So there you go. Let me see what the Ravens injury report is. Lamar Jackson had a full practice today. He's officially playing, so I don't know. I'm so torn as to whether how many weeks has he missed?
Since week 4?
So 3 games?
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. I think this notion that, he's going to be rusty because he missed 3 games.
I
think he is going to tear them up.
I believe he could have played. Who'd they just beat? The
Chicago.
The Bears. Yeah. I believe he could have played, but they said, hey, let's not turn him around on a quick week. Give him another 5 days off. Now he comes back fully healthy. Maybe timing with the receivers are off, but Lamar Jackson could get out the bed. He's like a cheetah. He doesn't need to stretch. That's why you say that 34 and a half over or whatever. Man, I think he blows it out the water.
His rushing yards over?
Yeah, it was 34, 30-something. He's going to blow
What's
that
the over-under
for
the game? Do you know? Because the Dolphins put up some points. I'm guessing Baltimore can put up points.
With Lamar back, the whole question is Lamar. Is Lamar Lamar or is he
well, why
is
wouldn't
he
be?
Up?
It's 51. That's 51. That's a lot of points.
Well, it's because their defense, remember, their defense is missing like half
their
best players. That's why they've been so bad. On top of the fact that Lamar's been out, they can't stop anybody. They've given up. In the 4 games Lamar played, they gave up 37 to the Chiefs, 38 to the Lions, 17 to the Browns. The Browns don't score on anybody. And 41 to the Bills. Like, that defense has been suspect.
Damn, but they played 3 of the best teams in the league.
For sure. That's why I think the 1-3 record when Lamar was playing was
well, that's why John.
Suspect.
That's why John Harbaugh was on the hot seat, though, because they were having a terrible season with Lamar back there.
Right, but look at who they played: Hawk, Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City. Those are your 3 losses. Those
are probably the
3 best teams in the NFL.
Right, but isn't it fair? I mean, the reason that he was on the hot seat, or whether you agree or not, isn't that the kind of talk the Dolphins will give you, the Chargers will give you? In other words, teams that aren't elite go, "Hey, they're playing the best teams." I think if you're the team that has
Derrick
Henry and Lamar Jackson and Zay Flowers, I think you don't make that part of the conversation. It's like we should never be 1-3. Doesn't matter who we play.
So 51 should be easy if they're going to give up 30.
Well, the Dolphins' defense, though, looked good against Atlanta. They did.
Bateman.
I'm not comparing
and
Kirk Cousins.
Zay Flowers.
I understand.
And Lamar.
Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson.
Could we shut down Derrick Henry? I'm confident in that because of what we did with Bijan. But now Zay Flowers.
You shouldn't be confident in that because of what you did with Bijan. It was great what the Dolphins did with Bijan, and maybe that means Derrick Henry won't light you up. But because they did it one time, you take away a 7-game sample size where 5 out of 7 running backs the Dolphins face eclipsed 100 yards, and the only 2 that didn't, one of them was Jonathan Taylor, who would have if they would have just left him in the game and they wanted to because they literally got a score on every single drive, and Judkins in Cleveland because the score was ridiculous at that point anyways. Like, the Dolphins defense has a pretty solidified track record. They don't do well at stopping the run. They did it 1 week.
No. They dedicated
the most recent week.
But they dedicated their entire defense to stopping the run. So if they do that, I think they can handle, not shut him down, not say, what did Bijan have, 7 carries for 20 yards, something, not that. But then if you do that, now Zay Flowers and Bateman have one-on-ones on the outside, and I still don't believe in these cornerbacks.
What happened to your microphone?
I don't know. I kind of moved it
a little bit.
It's
been very noisy this whole segment. Right? Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. No, I'm not kidding. That doesn't sound
No, but I thought you were just wiggling it. I didn't realize that there was something faulty.
I heard it. I heard it move a little bit, yeah.
Ronde Gadsden, by the way, Ronde Gadsden II, received the Rookie of the Week award.
Oh, sure.
The Pepsi Rookie of the Week award.
Told y'all.
I'm watching video of him getting it. That's like a wrestling belt. That's really badass.
Why was he inactive for 3 weeks to start the season?
It's a great question. It is such a great question. That's like this Jim Harbaugh weird flex thing. I mean, Spo does it, right? With young players. Like, it's just a way to say, hey, you think you're all that. We drafted you high. Everyone seems to like you after preseason. Let me just remind you, you're a rookie.
I don't know. I know they had some good tight ends, and that one of them got hurt. That had OG upgraded. So maybe he didn't think OG was ready. And
but
then
I wonder,
OG
like, would
he ready.
Still be riding the pine if one of their tight ends didn't get injured?
Probably. Because he wouldn't get 8-9 targets a game with healthy veterans in front of him.
Well, congratulations. Ronde Gadsden II receives Week 7 Pepsi Rookie of the Week award.
I never won any.
Never got Rookie of the Week?
No.
What?
I don't know why. Well, Zach Thomas stole all my damn tackles. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
His fault.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the 2016 Dolphins. So you had Jay Ajayi, who had the 1,200-yard season. Who was the running back from Houston that the Dolphins had to start the season that year? What's his name?
Oh.
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster, who was like one of the greatest running backs of my era for a window in Houston.
For a very small window, yeah.
What? He was probably one of the best rushers, and I'm sure injuries derailed his career. They have Jay Ajayi on the roster. They don't even take him for that first game. It was on the road. They leave him back and they start Arian Foster.
Didn't he like miss the flight or something? I'm not even kidding. That, like, wasn't
I
that
remember
a story?
This story?
It was like a story. Remember, it wasn't just that he didn't travel. I think he wanted to travel.
Something happened,
and he like showed up at the wrong airport or something. Like
he went to
Opa-locka.
He went to the commercial. They were like, "No, around the back, buddy."
And then 3 games later, they're like, oh, yeah, this J.J. kid, pretty good. And he has multiple 200-yard-plus games, 1,200-yard season, makes a Pro Bowl.
I mean, Kurt Warner. You could do a million stories like that. You always wonder, like, guys who, you know, never got a real chance to – like, I don't remember the story. How did Duncan Robinson find minutes with the Heat?
In the bubble. He was
is that
just,
what it, like
just knocking down shots?
But in other words, he never that like he no one expected him to be doing anything on that stage. But he was just hitting shots; you couldn't take him out.
Yeah, came in, start knocking in threes, and that's it.
Because who's the other dude from the Strus, Max Strus? Yeah. He was with Chicago, I think. Didn't he play for DePaul or something? But
he played for DePaul
and
played
did
in Chicago,
nothing
got cut
in
by Chicago.
Yeah.
Brady backed up Drew Bledsoe, I think. Yeah, you could go through a lot.
Right, but I understand the quarterback, the process of
there's
Brady.
There's only one.
Yeah, and also the process of, hey, you have to learn the position, you have to learn the mechanics, you have to learn becoming an NFL pro. Being a tight end, I'm not saying there's nothing to learn, but like 3 weeks was the difference between OG, the second,
right,
learning
right
to be literally start leading the NFL right in certain categories right for rookies. I don't see that.
Like if Jim Harbaugh thinks he helped Ronde Gadsden in his, you know, in his NFL career because he was inactive for the first couple of games, get over yourself, Harbaugh. Yeah. All you did was cost yourself some offense.
And there's no way little OG's doing what he's doing to the league where he didn't do that in training camp.
Right.
No way they were choking him out every one-on-one pass scale. No.
Wasn't like he looked like Mike Gesicki in preseason that first year with Mike McDaniel. And Ryan from Funky Buddha said, no, they're playing coy.
They're hiding him.
That's going to do it for us. Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight on this radio station. What is it? Hurricane Hotline and then...
I think that's it. I think then it's just network programming.
All right. Well, you get an hour of Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. I mean, Joe Zagacki. Hot dog, holly golly.
Holly golly.
Hot dog, holly golly. You got Hurricane Hotline coming up tonight. Cheetah Pompano. There is a event going on right now and tonight at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. It's their Ghouls Just Want to Have Fun party. There will be a $250 cash prize for the costume contest, gold VIP card giveaways, a whole bunch of fun and frivolity. You receive free admission if you wear a costume tonight. So it's tonight. It's going on now. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Of course, Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game tomorrow night if you're so inclined. You got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has that amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. Football-wise, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, college and pro football, girls and beer. Every Sunday and Monday night, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. But again, tonight, Cheetah Palm Beach and Cheetah Pompano Beach, Ghouls Just Want to Have Fun party. You get your little Halloween action started early at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach tonight. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you on a Dolphins game day mañana.
What's Michael Jordan's per diem?
I'm Jonah Gadjevich of the Florida Panthers. Congratulations to WQAM on its move to the FM dial at 104.3. Congratulations.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6. It's South Florida sports icon Joe Rose with an assist from Hollywood. Dolphins, the NFL, Canes, Heat, Panthers. All topics covered on 104.3 FM WQAM. And now you can listen to Joe and Hollywood on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
I'm Kilo Ware of the Miami Heat. Listen to our games here.
The Heat are in Texas tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.